Strong storms that moved through the area Monday evening left several hundred customers without power across Walker County. Crews from North Georgia EMC, EPB, and Georgia Power worked through the night to restore service to affected customers. In Chickamauga, a tree fell onto a home during the storms. According to WTVC-TV in Chattanooga, no one was injured in the incident. Officials are reminding residents to stay alert for possible storm damage and to report any downed power lines or hazardous conditions. Walker County residents will soon have the opportunity to review and comment on the proposed fiscal year 2027 county budget. The budget will be presented during a special called meeting of the Walker County Board of Commissioners Friday at 8:30 at the Courthouse Annex 1 in Lafayette. The proposal will be available for public review at the Walker County Administration Building and online through the county's website. Two public hearings are scheduled for July 9th and August 6th at 6:30 at the Courthouse Annex 4. Residents will have the opportunity to learn more about the spending plan and provide feedback before the budget is finalized. Georgia drivers are getting some relief at the pump as gas prices continue to decline ahead of the Independence Day holiday travel rush. According to AAA, the statewide average for regular gasoline is now $3.65 per gallon. That's down 11 cents from last week and 38 cents from a month ago. AAA says the lower prices are helping families save on summer road trips, with a typical 15-gallon tank costing about $54.75. Nationwide, the average price has fallen to below $4 a gallon for the first time since March. It's now averaging $3.93 a gallon. We've got more news coming up after this. The Walker County Sheriff's Office is inviting the community to help save lives during the annual Battle of the Badges blood drive. It's happening this Thursday. The event runs from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. in the front parking lot of the Sheriff's Office in Lafayette. Walk-up donors are welcome. Walker County will compete against Catoosa County in the friendly challenge with a goal of collecting 85 donations. Officials say every donation can help patients in need and strengthen local blood supplies. Community members who are eligible are encouraged to participate. If you want to schedule an appointment to donate, you can do that online. You can find the link along with more information on our website, discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's on AM 1590 WQCH.